May 17, 2004, Massachusetts becomes the first U.S. state to legalize same-sex marriage. 3 months later, they became the first state to issue the first same-sex marriage divorce.
This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you. Richard, Mark here. I know you monitor this voicemail. I noticed a dent in your car's rear bumper. I did not hit your car. As God is my witness. And if anyone uses that expression, make sure they're not an atheist.
Jim Rockford, love him. Love that music. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. Santa Barbara. That, you know who did that? Bing Crosby. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Association of Realtors. I didn't think I had enough coffee, maybe had too much coffee, feeling a little tired, barely got in today, woke up this morning with a stinging sensation on the bottom of my big toe, and I think it might have been a spider bite, so I was soaking it in a bag of alcohol and then washed it and then have some Neosporin on it. So maybe it's affecting my speech. Today's guest, California Association of Realtors attorney Neil Kalin. He's going to talk about some new forms to be released in June 2019 if you're buying or selling or just interested. And he has an interesting case regarding broker disclosure. Fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly year to date. We'll do in the first segment, and we'll take a little bit, take a look at Montecito as we're tracking Montecito, comparing 2018's impact of the debris flow. And I also have an alert from the CAR, California Association, on rents, rental laws, I should say. So let's take a look at Montecito first. There was a newspaper article that had a very negative headline about Montecito real estate. And the article started with this one agent who was having a tough time selling a house. It was a very expensive house to sell in Montecito. I can't remember exactly. It might have been around $15 million. Not as if you list a $15 million house and sell it the next week. You could probably find an example where that happened. But, you know, these high-end properties take a while to sell. Anyway, I really found that the headline was misleading. So you decide for yourself. Here we are through May 31st, 2019. And Montecito sales through the Santa Barbara Multiple Listing Service, single-family residences, only 61 sales through the first 5 months of the year. Last year at this time, 42 sales. So that's a 45% increase in the number of sales in Montecito. Now, of course, there's red zones and there's insurance issues and there's issues, but one might deduce that people are feeling a little more comfortable and confident. Since you have a 45% increase in the number of sales in Montecito, go back to 2017, it was 67 sales, so we're not as high as 2017. But going back, you know, the sales were 79 and 74, so the sales in Montecito had been going down a little bit anyway. But a good rebound I see in the first 5 months of the year 2019, 45% increase in the number of sales in Montecito. The median price, $2,943,000 compared to $2,725,000, so an 8% increase in the median sales price. And I don't have it in front of me, but I looked at the average sales price. The average sales price, much higher 2019, first 5 months of the year, because there are a much higher number of very high-end sales. I think it was over 8 million. I think there were 7 sales in Montecito. This is from memory. And last year, only 3 over $8 million. So that pushed the median price in Montecito, I'm sorry, the average sales price in Montecito much higher. She gets 7 sales over 8 million first 5 months of the year versus only 3 sales over 8 million first 5 months of the year 2018, the aftermath of the debris flow. Looking overall, 406 sales year to date. Last year, 398. So 398 and 406 overall, low numbers compared to past years for the first 5 months of the year. You go back to 2017, it was 434. Going back, 430. 456, number of sales first 5 months of the year, 2015. Median price back in 2015 for the first 5 months, only $1,177,000. 2019, first 5 months of the year, median sales price, $1,325,000, which is almost 3% higher than last year's $1,290,000, and just 2% higher in the number of sales. So we're averaging 18.45 sales per week versus last year's 18. So what that tells me, since we have a much higher, you know, we had higher numbers in Montecito, of course the numbers aren't super high in Montecito, 61 out of the 406 sales, but so we'll have to take a look at other areas and see what's slowing down a little more than others. So that's year to date, and what is a year to date $1,325,000 mean? Well, in 2018, in the end of the year, we finished at $1,255,000. So $1,325,000 is quite high. But then again, 2018 was $1,290,000 for the first 5 months of the year. So I still would like to know and ask, maybe Mark Schneep will come on and ask him why the median sales price seems to be higher in the first part of the year. And, okay, I did last week's, wasn't here last week because of Memorial Day, was watching a great historical documentary on D-Day. Boy, we don't know how lucky we are. These guys were flying in to die. The people around them were dying. It's just so incredible. And we're so insulated. I mean, Vietnam was bad when I was growing up. But war is hell. Pass them if you got them. Smoke them if you got them, I mean. Quickly, California Association of Realtors Red Alert. This was May 29th, 2019. AB 1482 passed the assembly. AB 1481 still pending. And CAR, California Association of Realtors, were able to negotiate a deal with the bill's authors on recommendations that allowed CAR to remove its opposition to the bill. They compromised a balance between preserving the rights of rental property owners while allowing the protection of at-risk tenants. Of particularly concerned, small property owners are protected. Guys, you know, not the mega people who own hundreds of units, trying to protect everybody and protect both sides, tenants and landlords. And the interesting, both bills are limited with a sunset date of 2023, so everything can renegotiate again. So it involves just cause evictions. Now, if you remember Santa Barbara City, they just passed the just cause evictions. And so this is statewide. It will only apply statewide to tenancies after 12 months and will limit relocation assistance for no-fault evictions to an amount equal to 1 month of the tenant's current monthly rent. I think the state wanted $500,000. Not quite that much, but something much higher. And then there's a rent cap we'll increase the cap in the bill from 5% to 7% plus regional CPI index. Los Angeles, the full increase would be 10%, and preserve the rights of landlords through vacancy decontrol to reset a rent to market rate once a tenant has vacated the units. Both bills exempt entirely small property owners with 10 or few single-family detached homes. And again, both bills sunset in 2023. Okay, so that's the CAR Red Alert. And we want to track Santa Barbara and we'll see what they're going to do. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. Let's see. Oh, just read this thing in the news press, in the LA Times, about a 102-year-old woman who's been renting a home for 30 years. She was given 90 days notice. The owner of the property, and one of the rules is if you have a child, immediate family moving in, you're entitled to do, to evict. But what a, you know, man, what a sad story. 102 years old, been living there for 30 years. Ex-Governor Schwarzenegger's involved, so hopefully someone's going to help her relocate, but that's a harsh story. Okay, we're going to come back with CAR attorney Neil Kalin and talk about some new forms down the pike and an interesting case regarding broker disclosure. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.